It's Friday. Hopefully you're over the heartbreak of the USA women losing in overtime yesterday. I'm not. That was nuts. That was not normal in any way, shape, or form. It is a normal or nuts Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hannon. No fair. I'm surrounded by unbelievable amounts of home cooking here today in Tioga, North Dakota, at the Pinnacle Tioga Travel Plaza, where the eggs, like the scrambled eggs, the hash browns, the biscuits and gravy, the sausage, was all out for breakfast. For lunch today, they're serving stuffed salmon fillet with lemon cream sauce, steaks tonight. I mean, the pastries, the bread, the home cooking here is absolutely incredible. And I want you to know, Todd, I did manage to find a Long John, and tradition when I head somewhere and you stay back at the K-Fire 550 studios, I did feed you sort of virtually. Based on the signs here. So.
Feeding my picture in a banner is not quite the same, but I appreciate the thought. What's Long John filled with what? Is it a filled kind? Or
it's not filled, no. Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Little maple icing and...
There you go. Yum.
It was Cloverdale Bacon in Grassy Butte at the Sweet Crude Travel Center, and today we're in Tioga at the Pinnacle Tioga Travel Plaza. And by the way, if you haven't been there, you cruise Highway 2. You know, you got to come just a little bit north to get into Tioga proper, and it's about 2 miles north on Highway 2 on your right-hand side. You will not miss it, the red neon all the way around it, and it is a new facility that is nothing short of extraordinary, because not only is the food fantastic, but they have a business center here, they have a, you know, hair salon here, they have a clothing store that's like unbelievable, the amount of clothing that they have here for men, women, and kids too, and not just the FR stuff, which you find a fair amount of in the Bakken, but all kinds of clothing, I mean, jewelry and purses, and it's like a sort of a Walmart Supercenter Bakken style, because you can get, all of your hardware needs, as an example, that you can get here. You can get bulk oil and lubes, electronic items. There's bulk lunches. So, I mean, everything's in bulk here. You know, order your uniforms and clothes and ship them from the same place. They have a business center with the MoneyGram and all that stuff. So we appreciate them hosting us today for a special edition of What's on Your Mind. I encourage you to stop on by. Be here till 11 o'clock today. So come by, say hello, and enjoy some of that great cooking. All right, here's what we have planned for you on the program today. The entire first hour is yours to tell us what's on your mind. So there you go. Before I even tell you what's on mine, I want to know what's on yours, okay? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. And Todd has the pie chart ready. So Friday, we love hearing from, well, every day we love hearing from folks in new places, but we'll get the pie chart ready to go. If you have great pie, wherever you're calling from, if it's new, if we haven't heard from that community before, it goes on our pie chart and our wish list, our bucket list to want to visit. We're going to chat next hour with North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. The comment period is wrapping up next week on the changes to the extraordinary areas list. Areas of interest, special places, I know the name changes all the time. It's also changed in its makeup. Last time Attorney General Stengem was on, he talked about, the idea that, this is a, this is not set in stone. This is some guidelines here, okay, on how we do this, and we're already doing this stuff already. You heard the Farm Bureau yesterday say unequivocally, this is a bad idea. It ought to be stopped. It's a taking. It's a taking. That's what the Farm Bureau folks are calling it, so we wanted to give the Attorney General Wayne Stengem a chance to address that on the other side of the issue. I wish this thing would go away, to tell you the truth, for the following reason. I think the intentions are good. I honestly do, to try and quiet critics. But one, that'll never happen. And two, we have much bigger fish to fry. I really believe that. I just think this thing should go away. That's my own personal opinion, but welcome yours. Calvin Hullett will also be here. He's the president of the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber of Commerce. They're launching a North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation group, a broad coalition of groups across North Dakota that are opposing the Conservation Amendment ballot measure. I should tell you, we tried for some time to get the folks that are in favor of taking $2 billion of your tax money and spending it on conservation in the next decade, and they're not really warm and fuzzy about coming on, which makes me a little bit suspicious. I'll tell you what else makes me suspicious. $2 billion siphoned off of your tax dollars out of oil and tax revenue, less money for roads and needs in the oil patch communities, and more ways for them to sort of get some utopian views here that that I think are at odds with the heritage of North Dakota. We do pretty well in the conservation department without any mandates or big bank accounts. So anyway, we'll want to get your take on those issues, and those guests will be here as we go throughout the program as well. So let's get to the telephones here and chat. We're going to go to Grafton, North Dakota first up here. Bob is joining us on What's on Your Mind. Bob, 800-228-0550. You dialed it. We hope others do as well today to tell us what's on their mind. Thanks for listening.
Morning, guys. Hey, yeah, that's ridiculous about that land grab and that $2 billion for conservation. You know, I think, isn't that what hunting and, you know, the fees for hunting and all that, you know, pays for the good, you know, good enough for conservation? That's my thoughts on that. But real quick, at the top of the hour, I just clicked over real fast to Faith 1200 there and was listening to the AP News there. And I guess apparently the Supreme Court is hearing a case or going to hear a case to decide whether or not homeschooling is a fundamental right. So they're coming after homeschoolers now. And then the real reason why I call, I just thought you guys would like to know that, so you could research that, check that out. But the real reason why I called here was I was wondering if you had any contact information about out west out there as far as, you know, housing and things like that, like for renting, you know, as far as going out there to work. I was thinking about doing that, but, you know, I don't really want to go down that road unless I can take my family with me. So
yeah, it's, the Bakken is getting more and more family-friendly all the time, Bob, with the availability of the housing. I looked it up at a project in Watford City yesterday where homes were in the 200,000 neighborhood, you know, with, you know, double garages and, you know, sizable amount of space and whatnot that are available right now. That they had 5-6 that were for sale. I know there's been projects in Stanley. There's been projects in there's one in Tioga right now that's going on, and of course Williston as well. You know, if you rent, the costs are, as if you heard in the headlines lately, off the charts, mainly because building costs are off the chart and because the lending window is squeezed in the Bakken. Something I don't totally understand, why if you build an apartment building in Bismarck or Minot or Mandan, Fargo, take your pick. You know, you finance that building over like 20, 30 years. In these Bakken communities, the lenders are requiring them to be financed over 5 years. So guess what happens? It costs more to build it, and a window to finance it is shorter, so folks get squeezed on what they pay. And, you know, it's supply and demand, too, obviously, but I think some more needs to be done in those areas to try and figure that out. But long story short, Bob, if you're looking for an opportunity and you're looking to better yourself and provide for your family, I'd get out of here. I'd start kicking some tires and see it firsthand and start asking around. You'll find a place to live without question.
Okay, so the renting is, I know the rent's probably through the roof out there, but there are some places still, right? Was there an Alexander House or something like that that had, you know, something going on there? They were advertising a weekly thing there or something like that?
Absolutely. There's a lot of those, weekly and daily rates. And you're talking about the Alexander Lodge, Alexander, yeah. North Dakota. They have the Bakken Buffet there. And one of our advertisers on our oil patch station, KTGO. But, you know, that I wouldn't call that family friendly, but that certainly would give you a place to put your head on the pillow and get sorted and pursue job opportunities. There was an interview on a national radio program the other day, Jim Arthod of MBI Energy. And I saw Jim this week at the Ramada in Bismarck for the Association of Oil and Gas Cities and Counties gathering. He's on the Billings County Commission, but also was the president and CEO of MBI. And MBI is, you know, a big trucker. And he was on one of the national talk programs talking about how many people that they hire at $100,000 in North that are, you know, truck drivers in all kinds of positions and just the enormous amount of opportunity. MBI.
Say that again?
M like Mary, MBI. B like boy. Yeah, M like Mary, B like boy, and I like ice. And MBI Energy, if you go to their website, you'll find all kinds of job opportunities. Anyway, he was doing this on one of the national radio talk shows in the afternoon, and the phones melted. I talked to him after because I heard the interview. I said, boy, what a great interview. You repeat that on every talk radio program across the country, and you'll fill every position you have open. And he said, yeah, well, unfortunately, I didn't remember the website, so I just gave the phone number, and it melted our phones. So, you know, the folks around the country that are looking for these jobs are pretty amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. And can you check out that Supreme Court, what might possibly be going on with homeschooling there? That would really be appreciated because I homeschool, and I know there's a lot of other people that do, too. So that sounds a little draconian there. So appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Removing the right of a parent to educate their child is nuts, in my view, if we're talking about normal or nuts. And I actually think there's a very special place in heaven for homeschool parents, because that sacrifice, that saying, I don't need a bigger garage, a bigger car, a bigger truck, a bigger lake place. I'm going to make sure I stay home and educate these kids because they're mine. And I want to send them in the world with an education that I personally help shape and form. That's pretty extraordinary. I don't know what's going on there, but we'll find out. Brian in Jamestown waiting to weigh in, and others as well. We'll do that when we come back. Here's the number, 800-228-0550. The show's called What's on Your Mind? We ask because we want to know. Tell us. Call now. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
By the way, I did a little checking on that homeschooling story you're talking about. The Supreme Court is deciding whether to hear a case. It actually has to do with a family that came from Germany, fled Germany because they felt like their religious freedoms and parenting rights were being infringed upon by the government. And that now the question is, should they be sent back? So it's not necessarily about homeschooling, but about a particular deportation issue with the family actually filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice and Eric Holder. The Supreme Court will decide whether or not to hear the case by Monday. So that's what's going on there. Appreciate that call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see here. Cletus, Brian, Brad waiting to go. And first we had a call during the break about the heartbreak. The heartbreak of Sochi yesterday with the USA women's hockey lost to Canada in the gold medal final. And this caller's upset, though, about some of the post-game comments. Roll that, if you would.
Good morning. Just a comment on the front page of the paper this morning. There were three women from the U.S. hockey team. Two of the three were crying. And one of them, one of the Lamoureux girls, made a comment about the day's events, and she said it sucked. And I'm just so disappointed that here these people are, Sochi, and paying a silver medal of crying and carrying on like that. It's very disappointing. It's very immature, very selfish. I'm just so disappointed in the mindset. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Obviously, the caller upset that with the language and the reaction. I can't imagine the heartbreak. It was a bummer. I mean, they're up 2-0 late, give up a goal, miss an empty net by just less than an inch, sub-inches for crying out loud, and then lose in overtime. It was a heartbreaker. So I imagine the disappointment. And obviously, with the win over Russia, the men are going to be a little more exhilarated and be a little more inspiring. So. The Lamoureux girls are good girls, I'll tell you that. I know their parents. They're just a good, good family, and I imagine she regretted that she said, you know, anything other than hey, we tried our best, but it was a bummer. Cletus Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, how's it going?
Better now that I'm talking to you, my man.
All right. People are calling in. Well, I don't have a pie to offer you, an apple pie or nothing like that. You know, like in the bathroom, maybe you get apple pie and all this kind of stuff, but I have 80 acres. People are looking for some land or somebody wants to put something on. I'm right next to Tioga, a mile off Highway 2. If anybody's interested, looking for some place to put a home up or, you know, to get a good start, I got 80 acres if somebody's interested.
All right, Cletus, and how much would I have to pay you for the 80 acres?
Well, we can call and we can talk about a price and stuff like this here. I'm not out to become rich off of anything else, but, you know, it would be fair and stuff. And give me my number, anybody's interested in 7. Give me a holler.
Absolutely. Give us your number.
It's 701-641-6147. And, you know, there's power there, and there's real water coming in the future here and stuff, so we should, you know, like, close to the highway, a mile off the highway, and stuff, so if anybody's interested.
You know, one of the things I wish we could do is transport people sort of like Star Trek style to see what's going on in the Bakken, because so many people in our audience have a view of the Bakken through a prism of a newspaper article or a snippet on the evening news that's not accurate. And there's, there's a lot of activity out here, and there's definitely an enormous amount of changes, and I really, my heart does ache for folks that came here to be in wide open spaces without traffic, without this level of commerce, that now have had their world turned upside down. That can certainly be a negative when you didn't want the hustle and bustle. On the other hand, there's now enormous opportunity, and there's a good side to that coin as well. But do not believe everything you read or watch on the evening news about the Bakken. Come see it for yourself, because, Cletus, correct me if I'm wrong, there's still a lot of open places, like your 80 acres a mile off of Highway 2. And somebody earlier said, hey, can I bring the family out there? Well, you get a few of Cletus's 80 acres there and build yourself a nice little quiet spot and engage on the highways and byways when you want to. Appreciate the call. Brian, Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Great, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. Just driving down 94 out by Valley City. The roads are great. The reason I called in today is, did you hear Trent Lewis last week? I think it was Wednesday or Thursday night. He did a spot on a gal somewhere down south who had been recruiting churches, incentivizing them to go out and teach their parishioners of the effects of climate change and global warming. Did you catch any of that?
I did not.
Well, this lady went on to talk about how terrible the coal industry is and oil production and, you know, the whole gamut. And she had commented saying that, you know, go ahead and talk to these people that live around these coal-fired plants. They suffer higher rates of asthma and emphysema, and it's just terrible. And Trent Lewis told her, he says, I was just up in Garrison the other day. He goes, I don't think you could find a whole person in the state to agree with you. I mean, And this gal went on. She goes, well, you know, I can print up some stuff. I can print out facts. Well, I can go online and print up pseudoscience all day long. And this kind of relates back to what you said earlier in the program. I mean, this is just a utopian feeling. He had to inform her that 45% of the electricity in the United States comes from coal-fired energy. And she goes, well, you know, I would like to see that reduced by 20%. I'm sorry, you're a pastor. When it comes to religion, I'm sure you know everything there is to know. But when it comes to replacing, you know, 20% of our electrical grid, I don't think this lady has the slightest idea. You know, if we all lived in this utopia, they would be able to perform open heart surgery while you're on the way to the hospital in the ambulance. But they can't, because there's a logistical reason why they can't, you know. There's a reason why we can't put 20% of our electrical into, like, wind or solar energy that comes from coal. I mean, there's legitimate reasons for that.
Very interesting. I couldn't agree with you more, and I also scratch my head a little bit on this woman doing what she's doing using the churches, right? Because, you know, I get that to some that whole climate change, global warming thing is a religion, but it seems to me that any church that's doing that ought to rethink things a little bit, and I'm glad Trent Luce exposed it. He's good. He was a guest with us earlier in the week. Love what he does. Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks. Let's go next to Brad in Grand Forks on What's on Your Mind. We're live, by the way, today at the Pinnacle Tioga Travel Plaza. Be here throughout the show, so stop by and say hi. Right north of Highway 2 on 40, just about 2 miles north off Highway 2. Be here at 11 o'clock today. Beautiful facility, great food. Come on by and say hi. Brad, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Long time no talk. It's been a while. I've been having a little sketchy issues with getting a signal. I'm heading your direction, but I'm not going to quite make it out there. I'll be heading towards Leeds today, but I wanted to comment on this whole, on your post on Facebook about the normal or nuts with this McDonald's thing and this lady getting fired. It seems to me, anytime there's these kinds of situations, and not that I want to defend McDonald's, because it seems like the last few times I've eaten there, I've ended up with food poisoning, but it seems to me that there's got to be more to this story. Because there's absolutely no economic or business positive for McDonald's to fire her over something like this. And they had to have known that this was going to get out in the press, that she would be fired if they did it, and that was really the reason. Because if she simply donated out of her own pocket to buy the meals for these firefighters or whatever, the question I ask is, what does McDonald's have to gain from firing her?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I do agree there might be more here. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Thanks, Brad.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that Silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Attorney General Wayne Stenger will join us at the top of next hour to talk about this debate over areas of interest and whether or not the proposal has effectively been fixed. Farm Bureau was on with us yesterday, said no way, drop it, kill it, get rid of it. It's nothing more than a taking. A comment period from folks that have a say on this goes through Tuesday of next week. You can get information on it at the North Dakota Industrial Commission website. We also posted it on our Facebook page yesterday, the address, the email, one of those things as well. Our telephone numbers, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to finish our chat with Brad and Grand Forks in a moment here on the McDonald's flap. It's a Normal or Nuts Friday, so two Normal or Nuts questions. Actually, three. A Bismarck woman spends 3 days in jail for possession of fireworks. Seems nuts. Got to be more to this story, and I want to dig into that one. McDonald's firing somebody for doing a good deed. They say there's more to the story. I'll explain that in a moment. But is that nuts? You fire somebody because they wanted to pay for a meal for firefighters? Happened in New York. And there is an effort. They'll be on the ballot. If you're in North Dakota, you'll get asked this question. Should we spend $2 billion on conservation in the next decade? The plan would take oil extraction tax money and set it aside for projects that environmental conservation groups dictate. There is a new group that's come out to oppose that, but to me it seems nuts, $2 billion to siphon off money for roads, schools, and other infrastructure needs for some sort of utopian conservation program that smacks of a land grab to me. So anyway, we're going to visit about that today on the program and talk next hour, too, with the folks from the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, a broad coalition of groups that will oppose that particular measure. Okay, Brad, you still there? Brad, you still there?
I am.
Okay, so here's what we know about the McDonald's situation. I did a little research during the break. The company, McDonald's, is owned by a fellow by the name of Tom Myers. And he says, you know, so the version of the story we're getting is from this woman. And she's, you know, been there 8 years and really seems like her heart was in the right place. It's a McDonald's restaurant in New York. She's worked there for 8 years. They fired her because they said, quote, she opened a whole bee's nest by buying food for firefighters after they put out a house fire. Now, again, that was her characterization of something her supervisor told her. She's 23 years old. She was working as a manager when the group of firefighters came in and they ordered 23 breakfast sandwiches after fighting the blaze. Cold outside, and she bought the meals herself, $83, okay?
Right.
And said, hey, I appreciate everything that they did, and so I wanted to do this. So a little later, more firefighters come in, and they order $70 worth of food, more food. And she wanted to, you know, cover those costs, but she's a single mom, at twins. She's working two jobs to put herself through nursing school. So she calls her boss, thinking, hey, since he, I guess, gives food once in a while to police officers, he might pay for the meals. The boss said no. She called corporate, was told no again, and then she sort of passed the hat with her coworkers, and they came up with enough cash to cover the meals themselves. And then I guess the firefighters called, and they learned that the meals had been paid for by employees, and kind of like, hey, we didn't want that. And that's when her boss accused her of opening a whole bee's nest. So okay. She was fired, and the store said they fired her for swearing at a superior. She said, I did say this is freaking ridiculous, but it was not implied to anybody. The owner, Tom Myers, said he would not talk about the dismissal out of respect for her and her privacy, but said that the organization has always valued the employees who serve the customers every day. We likewise continue to be an ardent supporter of our police and fire departments, along with other first responders. They're always welcome in our restaurants. We'll continue to support them. We are aware that certain allegations have been made concerning the reasons for this woman, her name's Heather Levia, for her termination. Out of respect for her and her privacy, it would not be appropriate to comment in detail on the reason she is no longer employed by our organization. Still, it should be pointed out that the allegations are absolutely not true. We would never penalize an employee for showing appropriate gratitude for the work of our firefighters.
See, and that's kind of what I was thinking. There had to be more to this story. My guess is there was some sort of confrontation by her when she was told no. You know, of course, we can speculate. But Chipotle is another fast food restaurant. They actually offer free meals to every police officer that comes in. All they have to do is show that they've got a badge from an actual, you know, police department, and they are given free meals because the company and the corporation has said, we want to support our police officers, and that's just something they do. They don't have to ask for it. They don't have to, if an employee notices a uniformed police officer comes in, they buy them food. I was actually in line at Chipotle in Colorado Springs one time, and a guy with a concealed carry permit that was open carrying a pistol had it on his belt, but was not a police officer, and they tried to give him free food because they just assumed he was a cop, you know. And so there definitely is something more to this story. I would think that maybe McDonald's would want to look into the possibility of saying, hey, you know, free discount at least for our firefighters and first responders, but who knows, you know.
I agree, though, Brian. I think there's a little more to this story. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Normal or nuts for firing her? What do you think? Jody in Chicago, the Windy City, listening to What's on Your Mind, obviously on iHeartRadio or online. Where are you listening, Jody?
I'm listening online, sir.
Glad to have you. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I've got a buddy that has, like, medical problems, and the Great Lakes Navy base is refusing to give this Vietnam vet that bought 7 years from this country the proper meds to make him better. I don't see where the federal government can dictate what works for this man, especially when he's been with a primary doctor at the VA for 10 years and a psychiatrist for 2 years, and Dr. Simon can come out of the blue and change the medicines for this patient. Basically kill a vet that fought in this country.
Yeah, no, I tell you, there's more stories than I care to remember about, you know, our vets not getting the proper care that they could. You know, and obviously I don't know enough of the details of the situation you're talking of, Jody, with your friend, but sounds alarming. What's he doing about it?
He's been having me advocate for him, so far I've gone to his primary doctor. I raised a stink about it. I've been on the phone for the last 5 days with patient advocate and all that, and still, I mean, the primary doctor says there's really not much she can do because she's out of another VA. The psychiatrist says she can't do nothing because she's not working on that floor no more. But it's ridiculous. I mean, and then I've gone through Kimberly Jones, Melvin, his supervisor. I just spoke to outpatient psychiatry concerning this doctor that's doing this to this patient.
Sounds to me, Jody, like you're a good friend. You're a good friend, and you're doing your buddy a service who is a vet. Do us a favor, you know, once you get some progress on this or get some answers, check back in with us and let us know how it's going, and keep fighting the battle. Appreciate the call today very much. Sally, Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, a couple of things, and I'll try to make them quick. On the McDonald's thing, I mean, it's easy for people to say, oh, well, there must have been more. But McDonald's management or ownership couldn't have picked the worst time to fire this girl. And it sounds like a pretty weak case. And all they could say is, well, we wouldn't, out of respect, we don't want to say the real reasons we're firing her. But, you know, I mean, it's pretty easy. You could say that about anybody. I think you could probably have picked a better time to fire the girl. But the gentleman said that there's someone who pays for meals for police officers. All they have to do is show a badge. Well, you know, that kind of borders on offering bribes in a sense. I mean, I know my mother had an uncle who had a car lot in Chicago back, you know, just after World War II. And he had my grandfather worked for him. They were brothers. And they regularly, he had an envelope for the policeman who came around every Monday. My grandfather was outraged. He said, what are you doing that for? He said, well, because I don't want vandalism. And the implication was that it was protection money. So, I mean, there are two sides to that. I mean, we want to support the police officers, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the police officers who were benefiting from that thing, but it can be seen in more than one way, and it can become something else if it becomes a common practice. The other thing I was going to say, yeah, I think this is a land grab on the part of the conservation thing. I think taking is taking, whether we do it for one reason or another. We have to start respecting and protecting people's property rights in America. And this is one of the ways that we violate those rights and abuse them. Then my final thing is, I was just curious about this German family. Why didn't they come in from Mexico? Did they just have the wrong accent? Maybe they wouldn't have been deported. Maybe they would have been put on a whole lot of wonderful programs. And it sounds like that immigration is kind of profiling these guys because they're not from the right part of the world or something.
Interesting. So, appreciate, I think your point is they're flooding in from Mexico, and they probably would have gone unnoticed. Wait a minute.
A family speaking German coming through Mexico would have gone unnoticed?
Yeah, well, I mean,
really?
I think Sally was trying to make a political point that they're flooding.
Oh, I love her point. I absolutely love her point.
Yeah. And you do wonder. Appreciate the call, Sally. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a clip. We're not going to have time to play it now, but we will before the end of the break here. A town hall meeting down in Minnesota. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Congressman Tim Walz, Congressman Colin Peterson asked about Obamacare. And, hey, I thought this was supposed to save us $2,500. What happened? And Senator Klobuchar and Congressman Walz look at each other and, like, kind of shrug their shoulders, you know?
Saw that, and yes.
So then they look at Colin Peterson, Congressman Peterson, who, by the way, will join us next week to talk about the Farm Bill in Washington, D.C., Democrat ranking member on the Ag Committee. And they look at him, and he said, don't look at me. I voted against it. And the entire place breaks out in applause, and the other two sort of laugh it off.
Because they have no response.
Evidently, no way to treat your constituents, though. Anyway, Todd and I will be back. More of your calls right after this timeout. What's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
St. Anthony's going to join us in a moment. She wants to weigh in on the McDonald's thing. We have the clip of the politicians laughing at the people. That's never good, is it, Todd, when they, you know, chuckle at the people?
Generally not.
No.
It's pretty tough to find a context where, hey, you know, it would be a great idea if you laughed at your voters right about here. When does that ever work out?
Normal or nuts Friday, too. North Dakota home prices soaring with the oil boom. A real estate trade group says the average value of homes sold last year in North Dakota topped $200,000. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? A lot of good comments on that on our Facebook page. Check it out. Alberta, hang on. You're next. But first, I want to talk with Carmel. Carmel is one of the ace customer service representatives in the business center at Pinnacle's Tioga Travel Plaza. We're broadcasting live today. Hi, Carmel. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. I love your business center because you can do everything right here. Tell us what kind of services you offer here.
Oh yeah, guys. We offer MoneyGram, which you can send and receive money. You also can load prepaid cards. You can do bills. You can print. You can fax. You can scan any paperwork. We can also kind of, you know, we can, what do I want to say? We can type documents up and we can print those for you. We've got a FedEx service, also UPS. We've got USPS. You guys can mail stuff out. We can pretty much help you with anything and everything your business needs.
I see a lot of folks coming in and out here with big blueprints. So you have the big printer
too,
huh?
Oh, yeah. I can print you blueprints, big posters. We've got regular paper. We've got photo paper. So anything you guys need for that business, you just come on down. We can help you.
So business cards on up to the big ginormous things that cover a wall, for crying out loud.
Pretty much.
That's great. Well, it's a great business center, and you guys are so friendly here. It's very fun. You just take care of everything. Just get it done. So we love it, and want folks to know this business center is open and going at the Tioga Travel Plaza, a pinnacle, which is just north of Highway 2 on 40, about 2 miles north off of Highway 2. Thanks, Carmille.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good to talk to you. They're a friendly bunch here, folks. Stop in, and the food's great. I don't know if I mentioned that stuffed salmon fillets with the lemon cream sauce is the lunch selection and steaks tonight, so you might want to check that out. Alberta, St. Anthony, you're listening on K-Fire and calling in on What's on Your Mind, so tell us, how are you?
Okay, I got something to say about the lady that got fired from McDonald's. I think McDonald's did wrong. They need to be brought down to size a little bit. Hardee's would have never done that to one of their exceptional employees. You know what they should have done? They should have given her a raise and a promotion. And just use her as an example for the rest of the employees and for the rest of the fast food restaurants.
You don't think somebody's going to jump in and offer her a great job? Because she's working two jobs, single parent, putting herself through nursing school. She's got a twin daughter, or twins, I guess. I don't remember if they're daughters or sons or what. I'm thinking somebody's going to come in and offer her a great job.
I think that's what should be done, because she should get a promotion. She did something great. She paid $87 out of her own pocket, and you know this lady couldn't afford this. Why, even if she did say frickin', what the heck, that don't mean nothing. They had no business denying her that or firing her. I think McDonald's was wrong. Hardee's would have never done that to one of their employees. Never.
Well, I don't know about you, Alberta, but I'm going to Hardee's today just to show McDonald's I mean business about this. I'm with you. You had me in hello, Alberta. Hey, Alberta, can I ask you one last question before you go?
Yep.
Is there good pie in St. Anthony?
Is there what?
Is there good pie in St. Anthony? Yep. Where do you go for the best pie in St. Anthony?
Come to the St. Anthony Church Fair in October, the first Sunday in October.
Todd, have you got that on the pie chart?
Got that. Oh, I'm very familiar with St. Anthony, and you're absolutely right. That is the best time.
We're there, Alberta. Thank you for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Run that clip of the laugh track of the politicians laughing about an Obamacare question in Minnesota.
Klobuchar, Walz, and Peterson fielded other questions as well, talking debt and immigration reform, but it was the question about the struggling health care law that everyone in the audience wanted to see answered, and two out of the three Democrats on the dais seemed hesitant to tackle.
I thought the Affordable Health Care Act was to save $2,500 per family. What happened?
You take it. No, you take it.
I was leaving with the challenge. I voted no, so I'll leave you guys.
Both Klobuchar and Walz said they were aware of the problems and wanted to find ways to fix them.
So this healthcare discussion has got to be broader. It's got to point out where there's weaknesses and failures. It's got to make sure that we're not leaving people behind or distorting the system. But don't pretend there was some type of safe harbor before this where everything was just peachy keen.
In North Mankato, Ryan Gustafson, KUIC News 12.
They obviously could see everything, but they were laughing. They're laughing. I don't want to take it. You want to take it? And what Colin Peterson said is, I voted against it. That's when the applause broke out. So interesting. Henry in Fargo, let's get you in here before the break on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, a couple things. One is on the McDonald's deal. I think it's interesting that I think a lot of your listeners, like myself, lean to the right. But when they call in, it's always the big bad McDonald's. And it really isn't McDonald's. It's a guy that owns a few stores out there. And the lady did a good thing by giving her money. But then when she was out of money, she wanted to give other people's money away to do a good thing, and that's where it kind of crossed the line, and she probably browbeat the employees to give money, and she swore at the owners. So, I mean, there's a good thing in there, a good deed, but I think she was going too far. The second thing is, you're just talking about Klobuchar and those guys laughing. I remember 2 weeks ago when on your show, our congressman was laughing at a caller about Mark Levin. He's no different. Kevin Cramer's laughing at his own constituents.
All right, Henry, appreciate the take on that. 800-228-0550, and all opinions here are welcome each and every day. We appreciate it very much.
She called corporate to try to get corporate to donate, and they wouldn't do it, and that's, I guess, where the door has been opened to corporate. So the second corporate says, no, we're not going to pay for firefighters who just put out a house fire, maybe they are big and bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Todd. I also think her heart was in the right place. I don't think that's a firing offense. I don't think that's not a firing offense. I don't. Wayne Stengel, when we come back, and much more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Don't even dream touching that dial, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's on Your Mind Radio. Realestatecheck.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.